CITR 101.9 FM Vancouver. Don't put it in your mouth. Put it in your ear.
Ick! Don't you put it in your mouth. Till you ask someone you love. That's right, sis. If it's okay to eat. If it's okay to eat. Like a muffin.
And welcome to another edition of the Community Living Show on the National Campus and Radio Association Networks. I'm Kelly, and if you're just wondering if we are on live on Facebook, we are on live on Facebook. Go to Community Living Radio Show for our Facebook page. I'm Kelly, and across from me is Michael Rubin. How are you doing, Michael?
I'm doing well.
That's good. Yeah. So you brought in some special guests.
Yeah, I brought in a special guest. It is Emma and Vivian Terblanc. Is that right?
Terblanc.
Nice.
Yeah. And you said it has the name has a white mountain or something. What did you say
it
was?
Yeah.
Anyway, but the reason why they're such special guests is because they're part of a local band called Reed. And they do a lot of dates around the area. The last time I actually had the chance to film them, we were actually in the downtown east side, right?
Yeah,
it was a Halloween.
The Savoy.
Yeah. So, which is right up the street from one of our other affiliates, Co-op.
Nice.
Yeah. So, but today we're gonna have some Christmas fun because it is Christmas time. And maybe tell some really cool stories about Christmas and maybe some different cultural ideas of Christmas, because Kelly and I, we grew up here in North America where Christmas is wintertime, and you guys grew up in South Africa where Christmas is actually summertime, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah. So since we're at that, instead of like shoveling mounds of snow and building snowmen, what would you do in South Africa?
I would shove a hail. Savage hail there.
Yeah.
And windstorms. And no different than anywhere else in the world.
Yeah.
Yeah, we go to the beach in the summer, like at Christmas.
The holiday starts in December, and we all go to the beach in December.
Yeah, because December is like summertime there.
Just people don't cook turkey because it's too hot in the house, usually. So put turkey in the oven. So go to the beach and have a barbecue on the beach in like at Christmas time. So it's different, I guess. Opposite.
That's why I was curious.
And then winter time in July is boring.
Yeah.
There's no Christmas. So.
Yeah.
We're cold and
you're hot. There's no Christmas.
Well, South Africa is still a fairly festive place, though, right?
Yeah, there's still something to celebrate there, right?
There's
like 1,000 Santas all over the town in one spot, you know. Like, you can see the like. You can see this is a young Santa and this is a different Santa. It's all different, right?
Yeah.
It's like 10 might be standing over there, another 10 will be standing over there. It's like, if you're a kid, you get confused. You say, Mom, what's happening? I see too many Santas. Going crazy. Where is I brought my children to Canada. There's like a Santa sitting in a chair, gold chair. Even I ask him, can I have a gift? He says, what do you want? I says, I'd love to have a guitar, like 10 years ago. And I never got a guitar, so the kids were like excited about the Santa, because we used to call him Father Christmas,
right?
Right, like
So, okay, so when did Santa bring you your first guitar?
Well, you never did.
You never did. No, oh no! But you have one.
Well, this one, no, this is bought this from Longer McCoy.
Yeah, yeah.
You bought drums for Christmas, didn't you? Did you ask for drums?
From who?
Did you
get
a drum?
Oh, yeah, one Christmas I got like a drum kit and stuff.
Yeah.
But I used that. I was pretty happy, but you know, like. My children, being my children, especially my children, they believed in Santa Claus when they were kids because they were so real.
Yeah.
Mm. Compared to where I knew that mommy was doing something with Santa Claus because it doesn't look right, right? Because every party, it's a party place. Everybody parties on Christmas.
Yeah.
It's more like a New Year's Eve. Everybody goes to big parties on New Year's. I don't know. It's the same as all over, like,
mm-hmm.
New York, I guess. The same.
Yeah, yeah.
It's just warmer, so people tend to party outside more than inside around the fireplace. Because they close the streets and they... Well, I guess they're doing it in Vancouver, but I think there's more people outside there because of the temperature difference. And
right.
Then they all party in the street until 4, 5, 6 in the morning. You know,
yeah.
It goes for all night and all till like 6, 7 o'clock in the morning, they still party.
Yeah. Well, I remember as a kid because I grew up on the East Coast near the Atlantic, and if you look at pictures even now, there's snow, there's cold, there's ice. It's like so Christmas was really a big winter festival sort of thing, but. In comparison to here, there isn't any snow, and it's December, you know.
Right.
You know, so there was already snow on the ground.
Even when I was like fascinated with the lights when I came to Canada, because we never used to have lights in the houses.
Mm-hmm.
People never used to decorate houses. This is a tree, right, inside the house, and then all these parties and stuff hanging around in the house. But all the houses were used to be lit up. It's like, wow.
Yeah,
yeah.
They don't
yeah.
do that there. That's not, like they have Christmas tree in the house, but they don't put lights outside the house.
No,
the first time I saw, first time I saw lights on outside a house before I came to Canada was in the movies. I was like, oh wow, they really do that? I thought it was just a movie thing, and then you come here and it's real, right?
Yeah.
It's like,
yeah.
Like deck the halls or something when you lit up the whole.
Yeah.
The whole
yeah.
neighborhood like. Ding.
Well, that was one of the things that until they really came out with the really fancy
mm-hmm.
outdoor lights and everything.
Yeah.
Is like the lights would all be strung up on the inside of the house.
Yeah.
Like the cartoon reference would be The Grinch Stole Christmas.
Right.
Right?
Yeah.
So you have all the lights hung up and all the decorations would be all around the house on the inside.
Right.
People could see it through their windows, but it wasn't as much much of it outside because the snow and ice would get into the wiring and then short everything out and worst case scenario somebody's house would burn down.
Yeah.
Here's you know
then
but
they invented the outdoor plug, I guess.
Yeah,
then indoor use only.
Yeah. Now they have outdoor indoor sort of thing, so you know. So but
yeah, many years back.
So what was of course we got to get to the music thing because he's sitting there with a guitar. So what was one of your
need something to play on
favorite Christmas songs growing up?
I like always like the traditional stuff like Silent Night and O Come All Ye Faithful, and then like I always find I like Christmas music. I actually love it. I always find a lot of it talks about the white Christmas, right?
Mm-hmm.
So in South Africa, there's not really any. It's always about the white Christmas.
Yeah.
The snow. So I always, like, even like growing up in a hot country where there's, like, it's always hot at Christmas and we go to the beach, I still associated Christmas with snow and snowmen, even though we didn't have it there. You still kind of associate it like that in your head.
So the whole Bing Crosby, White Christmas.
Yeah, those ones are in the middle, we can build a snowman. I always associated Christmas with snowmen and stuff, even though we're in a hot country. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's true, because that's nice. What everybody's saying about it. Yeah.
So you want to sing about it now? I'm actually putting him on the spot.
We wrote a song called It's Christmas Time. Was it again? Was it?
Yeah, It's Christmas Time. When we wrote ourselves.
Yeah.
It's going pretty well on our Facebook page, the Read page. Yeah, I have to stand up and sing because I'm not very good with
it. Oh, we'll stand you up. Don't worry.
It's good. It's Christmas Time. We wrote it a few years back, but I've only really started trying to see if I can promote it now. I don't know why I didn't do it before, but...
Well,
yeah, things get in the way.
Well, why don't we? Children. What do you think, Kelly? Should we give it a stab?
That's fine.
All right, let's.
We're
give
on
it a stab.
Facebook. Just to let you know.
Okay.
Here, let me adjust the mic. Hold on, guys.
So this is a song that we wrote, and it's called "It's Christmas Time." Hope you folks enjoy it. It's Christmas time, bells are ringing, it's Christmas time, hear the angels singing, joy to the world, in love and harmony, peace on earth.
Just a little adjust on the mic. There we go. Yeah,
there all we right. Go. That's pretty cool.
Thank you.
Yay. Nice job. Well done. So, I always like to ask this question because how long did it take you to write the song?
It was quick, right? It wasn't that long. Yeah, I just you had to, it's keyboards and stuff. So, it's got the synthesized, in the back, on the one that we recorded. But you came up with the keyboards, and I was upstairs doing something, and I was like, that's it. And I came downstairs, and it just
sing and play right out.
It just happened.
See, what's really cool is I go over to their house because we all live in the same neighborhood in South Surrey, White Rock. Actually, you guys are actually White Rock address. I'm a South Surrey address, right?
South Surrey.
Are you South Surrey?
Yeah, wrong side of the street.
Yeah, he's the wrong side of the street again. Nice. It's this story, right? It's like either you're the right side of the street or just the wrong side of the street.
It's like Delta and Surrey, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We're your side, South Surrey.
Yeah, yeah. So I run down the street and hang out with these guys, and they play lots of really cool music and everything. And they have like a dugout basement, so it's like we don't disturb the neighbors too much. Yeah. And we get really loud too.
That's the beauty of living on a busy road, because I stood in front of the house to see what you can hear, but the road's so busy, the cars fly by it just drowns.
Yeah, I know, right?
The house next door is empty, and the guy that lives next door, when we first moved in, I knocked on his door. I'm like, oh, we play music, and if it gets really loud, just come and tell us. You know, don't call the cops or anything. Just come and tell us yourself. Mm-hmm. He's like, why not? Just go and have a good time. And he was fine with it. He never complained, right? No, yeah. It's pretty cool. We got a good spot.
We used to do a lot of challenges. We used to play in apartments and, like, loud, like, the guitar, you know, like, young, you know. People say, shut up.
Yeah.
and one day we played in another place. It was also like an apartment, really small place. And we were playing, I think, the same thing, literally, mm-hmm. to our drum machine.
Yeah.
You know. And the guy came in the door and knocked. He says, can you just shut up? This is too loud. He looked, he says, are you guys playing live music? You playing? I thought it was a stereo playing. So he actually apologized and he started, you know, mm-hmm. in tears. Actually, and he laid out cash on the table.
He's oh, like, wow.
I'm sorry. don't worry. I need to do this. He says, I need you. I'm sorry I yelled at you.
Yeah.
Okay, we're kind. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, okay, how long have you actually been? Vivian, how many instruments do you actually play?
I play a guitar, some guitar, and then some.
Yeah. Because I've seen you behind the keyboards. I've seen you.
And my actual instrument is drums.
Okay.
I've been playing drums. Even my mother would tell me that she used to find me behind. She used to find a straw of salt.
Mm-hmm.
Or sugar. I don't know what she said. It's sugar. She used to follow my sugar path and find me in the closet. Like, where's Vivian? Vivian, like a little. You know, a baby, like, and she used to find me in the closet playing pots and pans.
Wow!
So it's actually like a young. She would tell me that. I wish I can't remember, but I saw some. I remember some ways of how I used to bang on the pots when I was a kid, and then toy drums everywhere when I grew up. But then guitar came around when I was like 8, 7 years old.
Right.
I remember that because I had my first guitar on the bed, in a box. It looked like. Where did you buy that? Not a toy shop, did you? No, not a toy shop. This is a real shop. And I was excited. This is the first. Since then.
Mm-hmm.
Emma's the same. She's been playing young.
Yeah. Because I know you guys are a musical family. So the really cool part about this is they're husband and wife. And to see the two of them together around the house and everything is really cool to see how loving and caring they are towards each other. You have Trevor, of course, he plays drums with Reed now. And you have two daughters, is it?
One daughter.
Yeah.
Yeah. And the other one, little one that you see at the house when you come out is a granddaughter.
Yeah.
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 Little baby girl. And Kelly's giving me the we need to go to a break signal. So
that is correct.
So we'll come back and we'll talk more about family and Christmas and we'll get these guys to sing some more songs.
All right. This is the Community Living Show. We will be back in a moment.
And now, a 3-minute segment with Michael Rubin Clogs.
Today, we are going to talk about sponsors. So here at Depictions Media, we are looking to change how media operates. What I mean by that is, a lot of times when you look at the news, you see the bad news. Matter of fact, why don't we do this? I can just flip to a news app that I have here on my phone. We're going to look at that news app. Charges state against gangster. What else we got here? Federal court gives real estate data pushing. I think we kind of get the idea that usually how news media does things is they tell us bad news. They tell us about all these disasters that happen, and they talk about the horrors that happen to people. They talk about terrorism. And here at Depictions Media, we want to tell those stories that it may be the same news story, but we want to tell it from the point of view of, hey, how did people survive it? How are people adjusting and moving forward with their lives after a loved one got caught in a disaster or an act that was less than respectful to our society? We want to teach people how to be respectful. So there's a new stories that we want to tell. And we're looking for people that have heart-filled businesses that want to help us tell those stories. In return, we're going to give them, allow them to give their message through our show, and each of our shows, and tell the heart how they're being heartful and mindful towards the community and how they want to help make our communities better places. That's what we're talking about when I have in here. This is, we are looking for sponsors. Now, somebody said that they were having trouble seeing what some of our titles were on Facebook. So if they're watching on their phone, so we're going to put a comment right in there. So we're looking to tell the stories through a different light, a light that actually is uplifting. Things happen to people. There are tragedies. And if we look from the Greek, tragedy means life happens. Things happen. But how do we move forward? How do we keep going with life? And if you're a business out there and you support this idea of how to make positive media happen, where we tell the uplifting parts to the stories, then get a hold of us, and so we can work together and we can sponsor shows and we can teach people this stuff. And then you'll be able to sell about your business through our audience, because they're also looking for heart-filled businesses that want uplifting stories on our airways. We're looking for sponsors. Leave a comment here. Send us a private message. I will put the Depictions Media main telephone number in a comment. So that's 778-389-6948. Give us a call and let us know about any uplifting stories. Or if you're a business, let us work together so that we can change our community to something that's more positive. All right. So until next time, keep living a balanced life.
The Global Accessibility Awareness Day is on the third Thursday of May of each year. The community and campus stations across Canada are hosting exclusive radio about accessibility, self-advocacy, adaptive technology, and more. For more information, contact your local stations about the National Access Day. You are tuned in to the Community Living Show on the National Campus and Radio Association networks. We're also on Facebook Live for a change. And I am Kelly, and of course, across from me is our special guest, and Michael Ruben Cloggs, and Emma and Vivian,
yeah,
who's just joined us. So I will pass it over to you, Michael.
All right, and of course, we're here with Emma and Vivian, and together with their son Trevor, they are a band called Reed, and they play wonderful music around Vancouver. So, and we're lucky to have them here. Actually, I don't know how lucky you are, because I live up the street from them. Yay! Nice. We have lots of adventures together, especially around White Rock in the middle of the night too. So
oh, yeah.
We won't get into too much of that. No, but no, seriously, you guys are really good friends. You know, And
great. Like to be appreciated, and we like to be loved.
So I get we were talking about how you guys are as a family, because I know you moved here from South Africa. Emma, your mom lives up the street. Right across the street from me, right? Yeah. Yeah. So how's all that work with you guys? How much your family is actually here, you know, and everything, and you all live together, so
yeah,
live so, in the same neighborhood at least.
Yeah, our kids were born here.
Mm-hmm.
So Canadian, and my mom lives up the street, and my sister lives up the street too.
Yeah.
So like it's basically your families in South Africa.
Yeah.
Still.
Which yeah. I haven't seen in 17 years, which I should be
14
claiming.
Years.
Is it 14 years? Yeah. No, it's 17.
Is it yeah. already? Holy Hannah.
Yeah.
And planning, every time I have a plan, it's never there. It's always something different, right? Always busy, because I know I have, you know, responsibilities on the side. But I do in the future, but, you know, hopefully I would get a break and then head off there someday.
Yeah.
Maybe next year.
Yeah, we said next year.
Deadline 2020.
We're
going to
do it next year. No, we're going to do it in
2020. 2020 is a deadline. That's what I was saying. That sounds like, whoa.
We can set up a gig, some gigs there.
Yeah, I'd like to get some.
Yeah. That would be a good idea.
South African promotional or something. Like, make it a family band holiday. There you go.
There you go.
That sounds pretty cool.
So.
Yeah.
Well, it's all pretty possible, because you guys are getting really famous being on TV too.
Anything's possible.
Yeah. So just so everybody knows the joke. The Balanced Living Show. Emma wrote the song. I was gonna say there's actually lyrics to it, but we only used the.
Yeah.
And the actual recording is Vivian on keyboards.
Yeah.
For the song.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I think the of course Trevor is in the background there with drums.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. Everything happens as a we. One of us starts off something, and then it will.
Yeah.
It's like baking. We're making some bread today. Sure, we get up at 6. Who will help me bake the pie today? Trevor will get up and say, I want to. So we all get together, play music, and we put it together.
The ingredients,
And not in one day, but in a few days.
Yeah.
Get something done, and then we do that, and we do it all the time. We just get
the ideas there, right?
Well,
and then we just work on whatever idea one of us came up with. We throw the rest in.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Yeah, and actually when you guys joined in with us with the Balanced Living Show, that's how it all kind of happened, when we actually did like the first and the third episodes.
Yeah.
We all just kind of pitched in, made sure got the set put together, and we wouldn't have really good clean sound on any of the episodes if it hadn't been for you guys helping out with the sound and everything too, you know. So
it's
so
a lot of fun.
Yeah, so that's the whole point in it's like we all do it as one great big family, right?
Yeah, the family just gets bigger. So
yeah,
it's cool.
So I said I get a kick out of coming over, hang out, we play some music and everything.
Yeah, it's fun.
Yeah.
You usually find it
for one of us. Yeah. I think the last time we had dinner was we actually did all the cooking in my house.
That's right. Yeah.
Yeah. Mary did the cooking.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You did the barbecue and Mary did the cooking.
Yeah.
And we just said, is there anything we can do? And you went, no, just sit down and ask.
Yeah. Well, we had shot. We're celebrating shooting the pilot episode of Balanced
Living.
Yeah,
that was That was
so
fun.
Yeah.
That was cool.
Yeah. So, I feel like there, maybe there should be a song coming on in here somewhere. Do you want to? I know it's it. You did it with you played the it's Magic Carpet Ride, right?
Yeah, it's
you
Magic
played it
Carpet
with
Ride.
With keyboards.
Yeah,
we
yeah.
did it with keyboards and all yeah. like that. Can you do it on guitar, or, do you have another song you want to play?
I got one. We got one song which we're busy writing. It's cool.
It's not really a Christmas song though. Well, it could be.
Yeah,
it's not really.
It's Christmas. Not really a Christmas song, yeah. but it's
like,
a cool song.
Yeah, it's stuff. That way, people get to hear a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
Yeah.
A little yeah. bit of this, a yeah. little bit of that.
Don't worry, guys. We will eventually get to like a Silent Night or something like that in the final segment of yeah. this. So
you can check it out on the Facebook read page.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's the same kind of song, but it's all together okay. with drums and
sure.
bass and it's
yeah.
What is it, read on Facebook?
Yeah, but the read / I don't know, a million numbers after the read. You know the Facebook page addresses? They're just
yeah.
like www.facebook.read/ and a million numbers.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, we'll usually see it.
We'll have to put a link on the radio show page.
Yeah.
Mm.
So,
yeah. What do you think, Kelly?
I'll have to find
it. Pretty good, yeah. Good. Yeah.
All right. Okay.
Never got to say goodbye.
The new song, yeah.
Is that the song?
Yeah. Oh yeah, my microphone is flying. Standing in the not used to singing to that. It's a little bit shaky in my voice.
Oh, you sound good. Oh. Don't worry about it. It's a little in the raw, but yeah, yeah. It's good, right? So, what's one of the craziest, your kids growing up and everything? What's the craziest things that that your kids have done during Christmas?
At Christmas?
Yeah.
Crazy?
Yeah.
I think they will go crazy.
I guess this. Huh? My daughter, she's a cat. She loves cats. She bought some kittens at home. And by the time Christmas came, they grew up medium-sized cats. So they started to climb the trees and wreck the tree up, and the tree was like in a mess. Like, oh, God. So we had no tree for the Christmas. We had to go and get another one, right?
Yeah, we had to buy another one because the crazy kittens bent all the trees.
Yeah, they just messed the tree.
Yeah. What else are they crazy? They always try and, like, when they're little, they always try and sneak in your closet or look in your drawers, you know.
The kids are the kittens.
the kids to try and see what mom and dad are hiding for Christmas.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they all do that. It's like, get out my room. Yeah, we had to hide the stuff in the basement, like places they wouldn't look.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know why they want to ruin it, though.
So, wait a second. Did you guys do it when you were kids? At Christmas, mm-hmm. Did you do crazy things like find your mom's straight pins and slice the scotch tape open just enough to be able to peek in the package and then tape it back up again?
I didn't.
I did.
You did? No, I didn't want to spoil it for me.
The real fun part was me and my brother, we used to do crazy stuff like that, right? And then we were, as adults, we were like laughing and joking about it, mm-hmm. right? And her mom's like, you know, I always knew that you guys did this sort of thing. It's like we were totally busted the whole time. We thought we were being like out foxing her. It's like,
cool.
So
yeah.
It was fun when the kids try to out fox us, right?
Yeah.
Oh, I see there's a story to this one. It's like I was hoping there'd be a story. It's like where the kids tried to out fox you. they thought they were getting away with something and they didn't.
I didn't do that. But I was cool. I didn't look in there. I didn't try and outfox my mom. Not at Christmas.
Yeah. The kids, did your kids ever try to figure they were smarter than mom and dad and
I think at Christmas time? Still think they're smarter than us. Even though they were then, like back then, they used to try and outsmart me at Christmas. But no. Am I getting an Xbox for Christmas? I knew you bought me one. What makes you think that? Of course I'm getting one. Who said you're? No, I'm not. Like Trevor, right? He used to assume that he was getting something. Mind you, he was usually right, but he'd be trying to, like, dig it out of me before Christmas.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Didn't you just ruin it?
Yeah, they want to ruin mm-hmm. Christmas.
Take all the surprise out of it, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I thought, too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So why did I do that? Because I looked in there and I said to my mom, got me what I wanted. So I went to ask her, I said, you know what I really want for Christmas, Mom? Is that what I just saw in there? It's like, ooh, she got mad at me, man.
Oh, you told your mom you looked?
Yeah.
She told your mom?
Yeah.
So I actually spoiled mine on Christmas.
Hmm.
Yes, yeah.
Naughty boy.
Yeah, now Santa's not coming.
Put you on the naughty list.
Yeah, he did come, though. He did, even though...
But you already knew what he was bringing.
Yeah.
Probably some Hamima bubbles. Oh, I still have that today. I can't believe it. I mean, my dad was like 16. I'm sure those days was black and white. It's like a long time ago. It sounds like too many years ago for me to think that. I can't. He would probably think, did he have bubbles those days? I mean, blue?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we had bubbles. I'm sure they did too.
Did they?
We used to get them for Christmas because it was summer. So stocking stuffer.
Yeah.
You could have bubbles in the summer. Yeah.
Yeah. Still today, they still have them. My granddaughter has them.
Yeah. That was always one of our stocking stuffers.
Yeah.
Like in the stocking.
I remember giving bubbles to my daughter.
Yeah.
As a stocking stuffer.
Yeah. Kids love them.
Yeah. It's just fun to do.
Yeah.
And they came out all kinds of. Kind of fancy ways of blowing them with these cranky things.
We
used to just do it with just blow through the thing. It was fun trying to pipes
and funny different shapes.
Yeah, we used to just get a kick out of just dip the bottle and. Yeah.
We gotta take a break.
Okay,
so we gotta take a break. We'll be back in a moment. This is a community living show. I'm, of course, Kelly. This is Michael. We have our guests, Emma and Vivian. So we'll be back in a moment.
Yeah.
Hold of some pigskin. This is my shimmering life prize. All I must do is create a diversion. What could distract people who love sports? Sports. 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 Sports.
Do you find sports distracting? Feel the need to chant sports for hours on end? Then come on by the CITR station at the new sub to get involved. We do play-by-play, color commentary, audio production, interviews, and so much more. Only on CITR 101.9 FM.
Your cell phone already has an FM receiver chip installed in it, but major Canadian telecommunication and mobile companies have blocked access to this free system to listen to the radio in favor of charging for data streaming. With access to the FM chip, your phone can still receive broadcasts and updates during an emergency, even if the cell towers are down. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing our petition.
CITR and Discorder, but are you a true friend?
Get a Friends of CITR and Discorder card for $20 for discounts on Main Street at
Antisocial Skateboard Shop, Biltmore Cabaret, Red Cat Records, Lucky Comics, The Wallflower Modern Diner, Neptune Records, The Rag Machine, The Regional Assembly of Text, and so many more.
Community Living Show is stories for the people with disabilities, self-advocacy, adaptive technology, and many other issues, along with accessibility issues. If you want to participate and are a member of the any of the NCRA radio stations, including this station that you're listening to in the area, or if you have any story idea and want to become involved in the technician personnel, please email us. Our email address is communitylivingradio@gmail.com. No experience necessary. People with disability or non-disability are welcome to the show. Welcome back to the Community Living Show on the NCRA Radio Networks. And we're also on Facebook Live. Yay! All right, so I'm going to do this and... hand it over to Michael. Take it away, Michael.
And we're back here still. We have still Emma and Vivian, and we're still... It's still Christmas time, isn't it?
I think so.
Yeah.
Last night, it was...
It's beginning to look like Christmas.
It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Everywhere I go. But there's no snow.
I'm not dreaming of a white Christmas. Seriously, do you like snow?
No, I don't. I like snow when it first lands on the grass and it's all white and smooth. It looks really nice.
Mm-hmm.
When the cars start driving on it and people start walking on it and it's this sheet of ice that I slip and break my neck on, then I don't like it.
Yeah.
But when I'm inside and it's snowflakes are falling outside the window, it's just smooth without the footprints in it. It looks pretty.
Yeah. I was going to say, wintertime, the cold, the snow, the whole Wonderland thing,
yeah.
is cool when you're inside looking through the glass.
Right.
And you're snuggled all together as a family around the Yule fire and
that's
all.
Right.
It's cool then.
Then it's nice.
But when you actually have to, like, do stuff in it, it's like...
And when the roads, so nice. I don't like it, like, even when I look out the window, somebody's walked, you know. And I like it when it's smooth. Like icing, right? Like white icing.
Like gingerbread houses.
Yeah, with those the are icing. Fun to build.
Yeah.
My granddaughter likes building those.
Yeah.
Yeah. Gingerbread house. Gingerbread men.
So, yeah. Your granddaughter's pretty fun.
Yeah. She's a lot of fun.
Yeah. And then they also have a house full of kittens too. You still have the kittens?
Yeah.
I haven't been over in a couple days. Have you?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, all the kittens.
Yeah, they will find adoptive homes for them soon. They're old enough now to be adopted out. So they're 12 weeks old. So they say between 8 and 12 weeks they can leave the mom. So keep them a little bit longer. Make sure they're all fed up nicely. Now they're ready to go.
To go to the new home.
They're really tearing the house apart sometimes. And I hate to think what will happen to my Christmas tree because I haven't put it up yet. But I hate to think what happened to the Christmas tree.
We actually raised
five
kittens by ourselves. We actually had to feed them because the mother disappeared.
Yeah.
She never came back. I don't know what happened to her.
No, I know.
She left the two kittens, 2 weeks old.
Yeah.
So we thought, what do we do now? Like, we have to look after 8 cats. How much is it? 6?
5 kittens.
5.
Yeah.
So you had to, like, instant.
So it was a challenge. Yeah. Like, it was kind of something different. It's like, well, nursery.
But then you feel like you've succeeded in something because they're healthy. You had to go to the pet
healthy,
store
yeah.
and buy formula. It's like baby formula, but it's pet formula. You mix it with this powder and you feed them in a little bottle.
Wow.
Yeah. And we did that for. Until they were like, 8 weeks? And then you wean them and then they start eating food. Now they're good enough to go now. They're going to get to some loving people that will love them like we do. Yes.
Cool.
Yeah.
So.
Otherwise they'll destroy my Christmas tree. They will.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do remember a Christmas, though. And I've first got married and stuff, right? And my wife's aunt, of course, they got this Rottweiler puppy,
mm-hmm.
and I had this barnyard cat, right? And I wasn't going to put a tree up, and my wife's uncle was like, we were both like, the trees aren't going up this year. Nope, not with puppy and not with kitten, because... We knew that it was going to end in disaster, right?
Oh, yeah.
So, got convinced to put the tree up, right? And all the lights and the bells, the decorations, you know, the tinsel, the whole bit, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the same day, we both put the trees up. The same day, the Rottweiler puppy ate the tree.
Oh, no.
He chewed into toothpicks, and the kitten got all the way to the top of the, because she was medium-sized kitten,
mm-hmm.
right? She got all the way to the top of the tree where the angel was and toppled the whole thing down because she got scared and she jumped in, like, the whole tree. It's like, and it was in the middle of the night, and then we heard this big crash.
So
and
you woke up with it.
Yeah.
What's going on?
It's like... So we're on the phone with each other the next day. Me and the uncle were on the phone, and it's like we told them, didn't we?
Didn't
we say we were gonna put the trees up because?
Didn't that happen in one of the Chevy Chase movies where the cat jumped in the tree and the whole tree fell?
Yeah, it was a Christmas kind of Vacation, like just like that.
Wow. It's like Christmas Vacation. I love that movie.
So we talked about favorite Christmas songs. And we're still going to get to, like, a Jingle Bells or something eventually.
Yeah, you can do Jingle Bells. Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll do Jingle Bells. Just
favorite Christmas movie?
Favorite Christmas movie?
Yeah.
Those are hard ones because I like the comedies. So I'd be a toss-up between three of the comedy ones. And it would be, I like Christmas Vacation,
mm-hmm.
I was talking about. I like Deck the Halls.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and I also like Christmas with the Cranks. So that was really funny. Like, I like the ones that are funny, but they always end up... They're funny and things are going wrong, but they always seem to end up everybody together in the end.
Yeah.
It all works out in the end.
It all works out in the end.
And I just like the ones with the humor. I don't really like the sad ones. And stuff,
yeah.
Christmas is supposed to be a happy time.
Yeah.
though. I like.
Supposed to be happy all the time. I just want to say it.
I'm happy all the time, but Christmas is a happy time. I'm always happy.
I think
yeah, but you're supposed to be happy all the time. Yeah, you should.
Every year since it's come out, I think we played the original Home Alone.
Oh, I like that one too, actually. I like that song. That's a good song.
Did okay, go for it.
It's a low one.
Awesome.
Woo! All right.
That was cool. Enjoyed that.
Yeah, that was like, just kind of broke into that. Yeah.
I played that song before.
A little tradition.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I like traditions.
Yeah.
You lost your bell.
I did.
The cool part about tradition, it usually comes from some meaning, right?
Yeah,
that's
exactly.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Yeah. So is there a... It, Karabakh. I'm going to. Okay, we're back to the joke again about us butchering names, right, Kelly?
Here we go
again.
Is
there a family tradition for you guys for Christmas?
Well, what do we do? We just, like, this is how we've done it, like, every year. Like, Christmas Eve, everybody comes to my house. Mm-hmm. We have, like, snacks or whatever. And then Christmas Day and Boxing Day. Christmas Day at my sister's and Boxing Day at my mom. And then New Year's Eve, we just end up.
At my house.
Yeah. This year. wherever we end up, right? Every year is different. Last year, we played a New Year's gig at the Savoy.
So yeah.
That was pretty cool. And, yeah, the year, I don't know, every year, New Year's is different. Because we don't really plan New Year's. We just...
That's our next show.
Is it? New Year's.
Yeah.
But, yeah, we don't really plan New Year's. We just, wherever we end up, we end up. But Christmas is usually... Every year is, like, basically we do it that way.
Mm-hmm. Well, I'm just going to throw it out there because the Mary Michael.
Mary
Michael. New Year's Eve
party, whatever.
Get together. Open house, however you want to say it. Actually, we want to try to grow it into, like, a really cool event. Nice. And eventually put a fundraiser to it. And, of course, we'd love to have you guys playing music when we, like, have it, like, a really big hall.
Oh, we'd love to do that.
Yeah, we play anyway, anytime.
Yeah.
We were thinking about it.
Where's your next gig going to be? Or are you after?
Probably after Christmas. We have nothing lined up for December yet. You never know, though, because sometimes there'll be cancellations and we'll end up playing somewhere. But as of now, we have nothing till after the new year.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Probably one of the bars downtown, Savoy.
Oh, we like to do Roxy. We have to get some original music on this. Yeah.
You see, we play like two, just so people know, we play like two different things. Like if we play at a bar, we play with like covers, and then when we play at places like the Rocks, we played a gig at Kate's Park in the summer.
Yeah.
We were there. That's all our original music.
Yeah.
So that's how it goes.
Kelly's giving us the...
Yeah, we're just about to wrap up. Thank you very much for both of you on the show. Join us again next time when we are on the Community Living Show. Either us on Facebook or on the radio, both.
Yeah.
We're both on the two stations, CITR 101.9 FM and streaming online at CITR.ca. That's when we broadcast here today, Tuesday, from 1 to 2 o'clock in the afternoons. And then Sundays on Co-op Radio, CFR 100.5 FM and streaming online at co-opradio.org. We're broadcast Sundays from 10 to 11, and we are... in the midst of getting CHLY next year.
Yeah.
So that's what I've been told. So
yeah. For next week's show, we're going to have a guy come in. His name is Curtis Moore. I'll be recording a conversation with him, and he's going to talk about how his LED light company has a charitable foundation attached to it where they actually deliver furniture to new immigrants.
Yeah. I was going to say and one more song, thing. But maybe a quick one would be great if you get a chance. All right? So we can change the... I don't know if you still want to do that?
20 seconds.
20 seconds or so, yeah.
Well, we could
be
just
quick.
Say, we wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas.
We wish you a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
We gotta go. Bye bye.
Bye bye. See you next year.
Would you like to get updates on your smartphone in an emergency, even if a cell tower is down? It is possible if the FM chip is activated in your phone. Visit freeradioonmyphone.ca to see how you can get involved by contacting your carrier and signing up.